today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Today, Thursday, is the 11th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to Chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, verse 59.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا.
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
We start this part with this question: who are those charged with authority? All the Shiite commentators have the same attitude on this matter, that the purpose of the phrase "ulil amr" in Arabic term, mentioned in this verse, is the Immaculate Imams, to whom the physical and spiritual leadership of the Islamic society, consisting of all affairs of life, have been given from the side of Allah and His Apostle, and it does not conclude any other than them. This meaning is said according to the contents of 33 authentic traditions cited in At-Tafsir al-Burhan, that is famous commentary book, second edition. During some episode of today's special, we speak about the characteristics of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And we found that our deeds must be merely for the pleasure of Allah, like Imam Ali. The commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, tried to follow the example of the Holy Prophet of Islam in his personal and social life, both as an individual and as a ruler. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny is the perfect servant Allah. Because Imam Ali followed the example of the Holy Prophet, the following verses were revealed to express his characteristics. Surely the righteous should drink of a cup, the admixture of which is camphor, a fountain from which the servant of Allah shall drink. They make it to follow a goodly following forth. They fulfill vows and fear a day, the evil of which shall be spreading far and wide. And they give food out of love for him to the poor and the captive. We only feed you for Allah's sake. We desire from you neither reward nor thanks. Truly, we fear from our Lord a stern, distressful day.
So approachable. You know, there was a man by the name of Dhirar. Dhirar was one of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And Dhirar was in Syria. He was in Damascus in the court of Muawiyah. Muawiyah knew that Dhirar, this was after the death of Ali ibn Abi Talib. He knew that Dhirar was a friend of Ali. So Muawiyah, he says, Ya Dhirar, sifli Ali ibn Abi Talib. Oh, Dhirar, describe Ali ibn Abi Talib. Dhirar says, "A'fini an dhalik, that please excuse me from describing him." Dhirar didn't know, is this a trap? He didn't know what to do. Muawiyah threatens him. He says, "No, I am the Khalifa. I've given you an order. I want you to describe Ali ibn Abi Talib." He describes the Imam, and one of the things that he says, he says, it's a very beautiful description. He says, "Kana fina ka ahadina." The Imam alayhi salam, despite his immense knowledge, Dhirar says, "Kana fina ka ahadina." That when he was with us, he was one of us. He didn't distinguish himself. He would sit with us. He would talk with us. يُجِيبُنَا إِذَا سَأَلْنَا. When we would ask him questions, he never made us feel stupid. We would ask and he would answer so gracefully. وَيُنْبِئُنَا إِذَا اسْتَنْبَأْنَا. When we would ask him about anything, he would respond to us. And then he says, وَنَحْنُ وَاللَّهِ مَعَ قُرْبِهِ مِنَّا لَا نَكَادُ نُكَلِّمُهُ هَيْبَةً لَهُ. Dhirar says, even though we felt so close to him, sometimes it would be difficult for us to speak to him because of how much we revered him. You know, when you're sitting in the presence of a great personality, no matter how much they try to humble themselves, it's still difficult to carry a conversation with them.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
You want to know about life lessons from Nahjul Balagha? This is one. Always be open to new ideas. This is one of the lessons from Imam Ali's life. Imam Ali said, among all the people most detested before Allah are two persons. One who is devoted to himself, he did not try to find the reality of knowledge. The other man is he who has picked up ignorance. Whatever he does not know, he does not regard it worth knowing. Always try to gain more knowledge. Refrain from being narrow-minded and ignorant. Stick to your own principle, but keep yourself open to improvement and constant development. That being said, don't get yourself into matters which don't concern you.
Ali, 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 Haydar, Haydar, Haydar. Ali, 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 Haydar, Haydar, Haydar.
now, this is today's special, and policymaking features in the mannerism of Imam Ali. He would not treat all his opponents the same. Dear brothers and sisters, you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Another characteristic of that great Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, was that he did not behave in the same way towards all of his opponents and enemies. He did not use the same method for all of them. He differentiated between different individuals and orientations. Ali alayhi salam stood firm against the faithless Khawarij. Of course, he stood up against their deviation, wrongdoings, and reliance on the outward aspects of religion. He stood against Muawiyah as well. When they put the Holy Quran under spears, the commander of the faithful said, "By Allah, this is a trick and deception. They do not believe in the Holy Quran." And when Khawarij confronted him with their reliance on the outward aspects of religion, they recited the Holy Quran in a plaintive and sad tone in front of the commander of the faithful, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam. He stood up against them.
Let us shed light, some light, on the humanity that we find in this amazing man, as it is captured by Nahj al-Balagha. The Peak of Eloquence, this powerful book, gives us small glimpses, just a few windows, into the humanity that the Imam alayhi salam brought forth to humanity. Today in the West, we see many people are concerned about human rights, about humanity. You will find the roots of human rights after the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. You will find it in Nahj al-Balagha. You will find it in the system of the Imam's governance. There you shall find what human rights is. When you look at history and you examine history, you see that there was no leader besides the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who achieved success in implementing and observing human rights like Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. No one comes close to him. When you examine all of the leaders who have come throughout history till this very day, who comes close to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in his humanity, in his observance of human rights? No man came like him who was not impacted by any interests, personal interests, by any lobby groups, who was not biased. Only Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was that just leader whom no lobby group, no interest group could affect him, could penetrate his heart. This is Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.
حيدر حيدر.